Good morning.
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
People are coming in. More people. That's great. Morning, Elaine. Good morning, Eve.
Good morning.
Nice to see everybody again. I miss you all.
Yes. We missed you too.
Good to hear. Yes. Lovely. People are coming in. Great.
Hi, Laurie.
Hi, Laurie.
Hi, Katrina.
Tony, that's a funny picture on there. Yeah. I'd like to see your face. That'd be great. Your real face.
it's his COVID mask.
Is that what it is? Tony, let's see your real face. It's scary. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. All right. We'll wait a bit. It's been a while, but it's good to see you all.
You have a good course? Two courses?
It was great. I love my students, and they end up loving each other, which is always a good thing. people are very kind to each other on this course because they're learning hypnosis. And they're learning how to deal with their own issues as part of the course. And it's eye-opening, life-changing, all those good things. Look at all these people coming in. Oh, lovely seeing all these wonderful faces.
I remember those days, Georgine, and it was nice when you could be together, but certainly, yeah, the rapport that happens is just...
It's extraordinary, isn't it? Lovely. Yeah. And I was wondering if it would be the same on Zoom, and it absolutely was. Yeah, so that's great. So today we're going to be working with the Soul Group. Let me do the track. There we go. We're going to be working with the Soul Group. By the way, the script is in my book, The Return Again. So if you like it and you enjoy it, you can record it for yourself from the book, because I'll be working from the book. But the Soul Group is really the souls you travel with from lifetime to lifetime, because we move in pods, as it were. And people wonder if the Soul Group is where they will find their soulmate. And I always explain, those of you who've worked with me before know that I explain that the soulmate is someone who teaches the soul to grow and evolve. There's someone got some background sound going on. Radio or something going on behind the scenes. Yeah. So the soulmate is not necessarily your lover or the loved one for the rest of your life. It's a person that helps your soul to grow and evolve. So it can be an irascible neighbor. It can be an ex. It can be someone who irritates the heck out of you. It can be a teacher. It can be someone who is very close to you, like a sibling that you get along really well with. But it's somebody who teaches the soul in a way to grow and evolve. So either through compassion or through understanding or through kindness or whatever. That's the job of a soulmate. Soulmate isn't only to love you. Soulmate is to help evolvement. It's about, this is so great. I didn't know we'd get a lot of people today because we've been offline for so long, but this is lovely. So we'll wait a few minutes and would love to hear from anybody who has something to ask. You know you can always contact me through email if you have questions. or have any information that you want. I'm always available. Usually respond, either Ellie or I respond within 24 hours, usually. Yeah. And okay, we'll wait a couple of minutes and then we'll see. So in the meantime, make yourself comfortable. You're going to go on a lovely journey to meet your soul group. Now, your soul group, you may see them. You may know that they're there. You may get some messages, you may not. You may just find that you have insight that you didn't get before. Or it may come to you a little later. It may come to you later on this evening or in a dream. So just understand that when we're dealing with souls groups or soul itself, it takes its own time. And those of you who work in this field know that. You can't do that to the soul because, yeah, I want you now. Oh, you're right. It doesn't work that way. So, yeah, we just relax and allow. And that's always great. So wait 2 minutes and then we'll start. So if there are any questions or any concerns or any thoughts in the meantime, I'm happy to answer them. Okay, good. So we'll wait 2 minutes. As I said, this is from this book, The Return Again. And it's part of the group book, Return, a part of the section on heaven and hell on earth. Because I believe you make your heaven or your hell on earth. How we live is up to us, my belief system. Okay. So, if you're ready, just mute yourself, please. And take a moment and close your eyes. Please make sure you're muted. Do whatever you need to do to make yourself comfortable. Take a few deep breaths and prepare yourself for this journey. Close your eyes. Notice your breath as it flows in and out. The coolness of the in-breath and the warmth of the out-breath. And at this time, if you haven't muted your phone, please do so now. As you follow your breath, allow yourself to feel more and more relaxed with each out-breath. The coolness of the in-breath and the warmth of the out-breath flowing in and flowing out. Flowing in and flowing out. The coolness of the inflow and the warmth of the outflow. Remove and rearrange your arms and legs as comfortably as you wish and focus on your breath. The warm outflow of your breath takes you deeper and deeper and deeper. Gently breathing, never ending the cycle of your breath. Flowing easily, gently. Take a moment now and go inside yourself to find the source of your breath. Take a moment now and honor that part of you, that part that allows and monitors your breath, allowing your brain to function with oxygen and your heart to continue its life-affirming rhythm. Go inside to find your pulse, the beat of your heart. and notice how it slowed down, how it's relaxed along with your mind as you follow your breath. Breathing in and breathing out. Follow your breath. Now take a moment and thank and bless that part of you, your heart, that allows you to live and love and take part in the world at this time. Now take another deep breath. Let it out. And go still deeper into a place of deep relaxation, where you are aware, but completely relaxed. You imagine being in the most wonderful place, a safe place, a place where you feel the most relaxed, a place where you feel the most good. And you imagine being in the most wonderful place, a safe place. Imagine how it looks. Is it inside or outside? As you picture or think about what it looks like, notice how your body is becoming more and more relaxed with every out-breath. The warmth of the out-breath takes you deeper and deeper and deeper into relaxation. As you see yourself now, sense yourself now in this wonderful place where you feel the best, the most relaxed, the most safe. Maybe it's a beach. Maybe it's a comfortable chair. Maybe it's a dock at the cottage. Whatever it is, it's your safe place. Just see it or imagine that you see it in your mind and feel the relaxation it brings to your body. You may even notice some sounds associated with this place, bird singing or water trickling, or the sound of leaves rustling in the breeze. Or there must just be a very peaceful silence. Each breath you take takes you deeper and deeper and deeper into relaxation. Every out-breath allows you to drift down, down, deeper down. As you imagine yourself relaxing in your safe, wonderful place, maybe feeling the warmth of the sun on your skin if you're on a beach, or the comfortable feeling of being in familiar surroundings if you're in a favorite chair at home. Whatever is right for you is right for you. It allows you to relax so completely, probably more completely than you've relaxed in a long, long time, with every breath going deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper into relaxation. And as you continue relaxing down now, your mind is opening to the awareness of a powerful healing spirit within you. During this time, this session, your subconscious mind will only accept suggestions that are totally safe and in line with the highest good of your entire being. Any suggestions you accept will function in the ideal time frame and in the safest, most comfortable way. If in future any of the suggestions become outdated or fail to serve your highest good, they will automatically dissipate and disappear from your mind. Letting go now. Letting go. even more with every breath, noticing that every third out-breath doubles your relaxation. It happens easily, automatically, without any thought on your part, easily, effortlessly. Now, imagine a flight of stairs, a beautiful golden staircase leading you to the deepest state of relaxation. As I count down from 1 to 10, allow yourself to drift down these stairs lightly and gently with each breath, drifting down, down, deeper, deeper. 1, 2, deeper and deeper. 3, 4, moving down to a deep state of relaxation where nothing bothers you, nothing disturbs you. Going down, 5, 6, letting go. Deeper down. The deeper you go, the better you feel. 7, 8, all the way down. 9, 10, deeper, deeper down. If you so choose, you may ask that your higher power be present to guide and protect you during this program and throughout the entire mind-body balancing. As your body relaxes, you may begin to feel pleasantly blurry and distant. As you relax more and more, you may allow yourself into this helpful flow of the universe, the ebb and flow of water, the clouds passing by, the warmth of the sun. That's right. In this beautifully relaxed state, you can connect to the power and beauty of the universe. In a moment, but not right now, in a moment, I will ask you to lend me your imagination and go to your favorite place. See how wonderful it is, how peaceful and calm. And the more you focus on where you are and the colors and textures, the smells and sounds, the deeper into relaxation you will go. So now, for a short while that seems like a long while, focus on what you can smell in your beautiful space. Breathe in gently but deeply now. Faint fragrance of flowers, perhaps. Or the sea. And now, if you listen very carefully, what sounds can you hear? Maybe the sound of birds, or music in the distance, or even water trickling and soothing to your ears. And look very carefully at what you can see, or imagine what you can see. Look at the colors. Notice how the light falls on the colors. Notice the textures. Maybe you want to reach out and touch the textures to feel the differences under your fingertips. Letting go of all your day-to-day concerns, just relaxing down, following your breathing. Notice how smoothly and freely your breath is flowing. Smoothly and freely, flowing breath, bringing oxygen down to your lungs. Smoothly, freely, your breath flows. Now, as your breath flows, allow your mind to access your deep healing wisdom. And imagine, if you will, in this beautiful, wonderful, safe place, a magic line. A magic line that allows you to journey back through time and space, a magic line, like a moving highway. And when you choose to step on it, it will carry you back, back and back through time and space. This line is a moving highway. And when you choose to step onto it, it will carry you back through time and space very quickly, through months and years of your current life, into the womb of your mother, that dark, warm place where you can feel the heartbeat. Going back now, back to that warm, dark place where you can feel the heartbeat, the womb of your mother. Rest there for a moment and feel the heartbeat surrounding you, healing you, connecting you to all there is, where you are right now, safe, protected. And you begin to move. Move beyond the heartbeat, feeling pulled or floating safely, floating and moving, moving and floating. You may see a light, a bright white light, or a cluster of lights as you move and float, waiting to greet you on your journey. Take your time and move now towards those lights, or the cluster of light, floating toward them or being pulled toward them. These are your guide or guides greeting you. Just notice what you sense or feel or see as you move toward these lights, or this one light. Notice how this welcome manifests itself for you. Maybe this being is someone you recognize. Does it have the shape of what we call a human being? Is it male or female? Or does it exist for you as light or energy, waiting with love to greet you? As you move closer and closer and closer to the lights, notice how you're greeted. Are you surrounded by the energy of love? Or does your guide move toward you, arms outstretched to welcome you? Just relax and note and enjoy the pleasure of this greeting. Notice the color of your guide's aura and ask if it's appropriate for you that your guide give you his or her name, and listen with your heart. Now ask your guide to tell you your soul color. Your soul color, and listen with your heart for the answer. Ask, and if it's appropriate for you to know your soul name, that name which has traveled with you since time began, ask now for your soul name. And listen with your heart. And when you're ready, your guide will take you to meet the souls in your soul circle. Those souls with whom you've made agreements and contracts to play out at different lives with you at certain times. Different lives to fulfill agreements, contracts, and karmic agreements. Even those that cause you pain. Because these souls live that life with you and for you, so that you could experience the lessons you needed to learn at that time, and maybe still do. These souls who helped you on your soul journey are your true soulmates. Soulmates who come in and out of your many lifetimes over eons of time to teach, to learn, to share, to love. Your soulmates. So journey now on this exciting path to meet your soulmates, your true partners in your soul's journey. Notice where your guide is taking you and how you get there. Are you floating? Are you being pulled, or do you suddenly appear somewhere with your soul circle waiting for you? Just notice. Arrive now at the place of your soul circle and notice how you arrive and what you see there. I'll take the time to give you the space to experience all you need to experience on this journey. Notice how your soul group shows itself to you. Do they take on human form, or are they lights moving around in pairs or singly or clusters? Just notice what you perceive. Maybe you see them and maybe you don't. Maybe you just know that they're there. However you receive this information, take note of it. Are they in a circle? Are they in a line in front of you? Or all bunched up? As you come toward them, are you in the center? Or do you all join together as one large cluster of glorious brightness? Notice how it feels to be surrounded by those you travel with through time and space, through many lifetimes. Notice how you're received, how they greet you. How many can you sense or see? As you get used to being with them and feeling your place with them, notice which comes forward to greet you first. Is it a male or female energy? Notice if this person is in your life today in some form. Notice if you've shared other lifetimes with this person. What is this soul's immortal name? What role does this soul have in your life today? Or in your soul growth? Does it offer balance or show you kindness and generosity of spirit? Does it bring you the experience of hardship so you may learn? Just be aware of your link to and the relationship with this soul. Now look around at the other souls in your group. With whom have you been incarnated most often in your past life? Who have you shared other lifetimes with? Look at the others. Be aware of the others. Who is in your life today? And what roles do they play in your life today? If at all. Notice what feelings and thoughts you're receiving from your group. Ask them to give you some messages that you may bring back with you to enhance and enrich your current life. Take your time to receive these messages. Thank them now and bid them farewell for a short while, which may seem like a long while. They remind you that you are, in truth, together all the time. Separation does not exist. Notice that certain phrases emerge from your heart that express what you most deeply wish for yourself, not just for today, but in an enduring way. Phrases that are large enough and general enough that you can ultimately wish them for all of your current life, for your loved ones, for all beings everywhere. You hear the murmurings of sounds. May I live safely. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. You gently repeat these phrases over and over as you journey back through the galaxy, back through the vibration of what we know as time. All people, all animals, all creatures, all those in existence near and far, known to us and unknown to us, those being born, those dying. You feel the energy of this aspiration extending infinitely in front of you, to either side, behind you, above and below, as your heart extends in boundless ways, leaving no one out. May all beings live in safety, be happy, be healthy, live with ease. Slowly and easily, you'll be guiding back to what we call the present time, slowly changing your vibration, slowly coming back now to the present time on this planet Earth, on this present day. Slowly returning. And may any pain and negativity you're holding from the past in your spirit, mind, body, and cell memory be released and resolved forever in the spirit of all there is. And may they be replaced with joy, health, and the constant awareness of your connection with the universe, with God's light surrounding and nurturing you for the rest of your productive, compassionate, never-ending life. And as you begin to enter the here and now, in a moment I'll count from 10 to 1, and you'll return to full awareness, feeling grounded, alert, and ready for the life you live today. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, moving your fingers, moving your shoulders. 4, 3, 2, and 1. Fully awake now, fully present. May you live in safety, be be happy, be healthy, and live with ease. Welcome back. Take your time, bring yourself back. You got those smiles, it's lovely. Mm-hmm. Okay. Do people connect with their soul circle? Did you connect with your group or light or someone? If you didn't get a message through this, you'll get it later probably. Sorry?
So Georgina.
Who is this?
Can you hear? This is Leslie.
Hi, Leslie.
Hi there, thank you for that. I have a question. So when you were saying about seeing, I guess it was your own soul or yourself there, I had like a deep indigo blue light, but then I saw little golden heads and body, shoulder, just sort of creeping in around, all around the perimeter.
Cool.
And then they started going, they joined, and they circled me, and they went in a counterclockwise, almost like a fish swimming around me.
It's your soul.
I thought that was really incredible.
It is incredible. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It's your soul circle.
That was really, really amazing. I got to try this again on Friday.
Come back on Friday. Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. We'll do it again on Friday. Yeah. Anybody else? Just checking in. You don't have to answer. You don't want to. That's fine. Okay. If you want to send me a message or record this for yourself, you know where to get it. Any other comments or thoughts before we leave?
You mentioned a book.
Yes.
Did you mention a book? What book was that?
It's called Return Again. And it's on Amazon. Okay. Of course, everything's on Amazon. It's on Amazon. How to Find Meaning in Your Past Life and Your Interlife.
Okay.
Yeah. This is the one you. Shirley MacLaine.
Leslie, if you need to, if you can get a hold of it right away, I do have a copy.
Oh, that sounds great. I'd love to. Right. Lori, if you could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the one that Shirley MacLaine liked and studied. Yeah. Did you get yours signed, Lori? When you bought it?
I'd have to check. I think I did. I got that. Well, I got it directly from you a few years back when I was studying with you.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Okay. Any other questions before we leave? Elaine, you okay? You're on mute.
I'm good, thanks.
Okay. Good. Denise, okay?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. I was just only surrounded by colors.
Beautiful. What colors?
Blues, greens, purples.
Nice, very nice. Some people see shapes, some people see colors, it's all different. Did you get a soul name, Chris, Denise?
No.
No? Maybe next time you will. Or you may get it later when you're dreaming or just before you go to sleep. Sometimes it comes up because we've opened the file, as it were.
Okay.
Yeah. Christine, anything? I can't hear you for some reason.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Yeah, I just encountered a male figure. It was kind of solemn and a bit dark. But I feel like a message will come from.
Sure. Okay, good. Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for
that. Yeah. All right. So if there's no more questions or concerns, thank you. I'll let you all go, and I'll see you on Friday, maybe. All right.
Thanks, Georgina.
Stay safe.
Thank you. Bye. Yes, have a good. Bye-bye. Enjoy a week.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.